walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone, for without you I could never. Don't ever make heaven my home.
I am. thank you, Lord. It's one of those things that sometimes that if we're not careful, we get our eyes off of that, start looking at the problems and the seas around us, the waves, and start keeping our eyes on that, and I forget sometimes how blessed I really am to just be able to get up in the morning and to lift my hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another day. To see this, just to see the natural beauty of this world. And when you look at that and you just think, how great is our God? How great and worthy to be praised is He? Mighty and unfathomable. Can't really grasp how great He is. And that's the God that loves us. That took time and that sent His Son to give us an opportunity to get back in that communication with Him. Are we not blessed today, saints? Is He not worthy of all praise? Bless His holy name. Well, I want to get up here today, and I'll tell you what, I've been excited, but I'm getting excited. I'm not, okay, you know, I'm at that point, right, you know, that cutoff point where I'm at least for another, 10 years, I'm going to consider myself youth. And so I'm still on this side of it. You know, I'm like, all right, we're going to have a youth meeting. And, it's not just an excitement of just having a youth meeting, but to understand that God's children, and be it if they be, 13 years old all the way up to, 100, God's children are coming here to bless us. You're going to be here, and I'm going to have that opportunity to serve them. And what a way to show God my love for Him than to serve His children, than to be there for them. We were talking in the youth Bible study today about, how we can lift up one another's hands, and how that's such a it's a great calling. I in the past, and I know part of youth is finding your place, and it goes on into being an adult, and I guess even further, from where I'm at right now, sometimes I still look, well, where do I fit? What's my calling? What am I supposed to be doing? Am I really being effective in what I'm supposed to be doing? And part of that is just making yourself available. There's a lot of abilities, but availability, that's a pretty strong ability right there. Just making yourself available for God to use. I want to be a willing vessel. I want to be an honorable vessel in the house of the Lord. And that's why I need to submit myself and say, is it, and it was brought up, and I appreciate that someone remembered that, and it's one of those things where, okay, well, I do remember saying that, but of all the things you could remember, but I said, I don't care if I'm just cleaning toilets in the house of the Lord. I'm in the house of the Lord, I'm providing a service. I'm doing something for my God. It has to be done. It needs to be done. There's floors to be swept. There's vacuuming to be done. We had a great work day. And I'll tell you what, I had a blast working yesterday with my brothers in Christ. Yeah. That was fun. It was a lot of Lord work. And when I got home, I realized I wasn't, Brother Durham, as much of a youth as I used to be. Because I got home and I was just like, I need to do this and this, but I'm going to lay down. Meanwhile, 4 hours later, I was like, okay, I better get up now. The day is going away from me. But, it was enjoyable. And I got some spiritual things. The Lord was able to touch me. We were, a church like this, it's really interesting. You got a lot of places to store things that, you can forget about. And you don't, number one, you don't even remember you have the stuff. And number two, you just store it away in these places, and then it can get old and rot and get filthy, and then it's really good for nothing. And I was thinking about that in my spiritual life. I was thinking, God, and I know is it Sister Jill Ayers in Republic that has that song about different rooms? And I was thinking about that. I was thinking about, Lord, I want to clear out every room. I want you to have access to every place in my heart. I want you to show me the rooms that I've forgotten that I had. And if there's junk and things in there I don't need, God, help me clean it out. Because physically speaking, we were finding some things. It's like, wow, let's get this stuff out of here. We didn't need it. Some of it was just, it was just deteriorated. It had gotten in places and gotten moldy, and it's just not good for anything. Well, God, help me to clean my own heart out like that, Sister Rachel. Help me to submit myself to Him and say, Lord, if there be anything, and there's plenty, of things that I don't need in my life, let me submit myself and let you take them out of me. Because what's He doing in that? He doesn't just empty us out, but for everything we get emptied out that's not us, that's not needed, He puts more of Him back into me, so that one day I can look in that perfect law of liberty and only see Christ. Isn't that what we're seeking for here today? Yeah. Isn't that what we want in our heart, to only see the Lord? Because that's the Lord, that's how Jesus is coming back to this world. As Brother Smith has taught us and been teaching us about God, He's coming back to His people first. And His people, they're going to manifest Christ to this world. So I want to be that willing vessel. And I, like I said, I'll go ahead and take up our prayer request. But I was just thinking, you know, I'm excited, not for just excitement's sake, but we've got a great responsibility this week coming up. And I'm looking forward to seeing God's children lifted up, because they are this next generation. You know, I want to do my part in the, you know, in the relay race. Who was it that talked about that the other day? That's right, brother Weiniger's brother. And I really appreciated that, because, you know, it just gave a really good picture of getting the message, getting that vision, and passing it on to that next leg. You know, I will just be quite frank with all of you. Track was not my game, brother. It was just, you know, because I didn't have a ball in my hand or any other reason to run. There was no dog behind me. I'm thinking, why am I running in circles? I don't get this sport. It just did. It wasn't me. But I understand from that relay standpoint. You know, I need to be able to be ready to get the baton passed to me. Yeah. And in turn, if I'm not that last leg, I need to be ready to pass it on going forward. Because God's message is, it's going to have its perfect work. God is going to have a people today. He's going to have His way. We read the end of the book. We know He wins. There's not much we can do. He wins. I want to be on His side, and I want to do my part for Him. And right now, coming up into this week, it's getting my mind girded for that youth meeting. It's getting prepared for, what can I do? How can I serve? If I'm working in the PA booth, if I'm working to put those scriptures up there, then I want to go as fast as I can to get them up there. I want to get the ones up there that they need. You know, if it's ushering, I want to make sure that there's a smile on my face the entire meeting. Not a fake smile. Not a "so glad to see you today. I'm so glad you're here. I mean, I'm about to have a stroke, but I'm happy that you're here." I don't want one of those. Because I get served, and you get served by people like that in restaurants and places all day long. If you're lucky, you get the strange smile. Most of the time, it's, "What you want? Can I take your order?" It's almost like, "I don't know. Do I have an order for you to take? You know, don't hurt me. It's okay." You know, but I want to be a willing servant to God's people. I want to say, you know, do you need a glass of water? Well, would you like ice in it? What else can I do for you? How can I help you and be there to lift up? Because there's Christ in you, and I want to serve my God in every way I can. So I'll go ahead and do we have any visitors here today? I mean, we've got beautiful home folk I see out here. Mr. Arrow's friend Phoebe. Phoebe, it is so good to see you. Let's give her a hand. Thank you for coming and being a part of us. It's a little bit different of a, you know, I'm pretty sure you've been here before. You know, it's a different way we do things. Hey, it's as much as you want to take a part, you can. We welcome that. But is there any prayer requests that we have today, Mr. Fisher? Let's remember Sister Wilkins. I know she suffered quite a bit, and she may have to go to the hospital today. Sister Donna. Sister Donna needs prayer. Sister Elsie. Okay, one of Brother Al's sisters passed away, and then let's remember her family. Let's remember that family as well in this loss. Let's remember Sister Terry Durham. She's expecting, and then also she's hurt herself, and we know that can be dangerous during that time. So just remember her and everything that they have going on there right now. And Strangey. Okay, her brother David is in rehab and just desiring our prayers there. Yes, Sister? this recent tragedy in Colorado. Yes, we need to remember the authorities and everyone in that area and the families that have lost loved ones. I didn't get you. What did you say, Lisa? Let's remember her ears.
Brother Phil, if you remember, Brother Green's neighbor, we prayed for her daughter when we were in the Dominican Republic. She has this rare immune system disease that they said it was going to take 24, was it pills or shots?
I thought it was pills.
Pills that cost $1,000 a pill. They said if she didn't get it, she would be paralyzed and she would never walk again if it ran its course. Well, she's like 15 years old, and from the time I told you that till now, she's already incapacitated and cannot even stand up. Can't. Her legs is went. They've got... the mother has promises from different people for 10,000 or 10 pills. But the doctor said if she doesn't go on the whole regimen, it won't do any good. She's got to take all 24 pills and it's got to be done right. I've talked to them about looking into maybe the St. Jude's or Shriners hospitals or and seeing what we could do. I did bring a young boy over to Shriners years ago, and he had like 8 or 10 surgeries, and he was completely crippled, and it really helped him. but I don't, they're saying we don't know if we've got time to what all that would take to get paperwork, visas, and all of that. So I told them that I'd mention it again today and we'd have special prayer for her. So remember that need there. This is Brother Green's next door neighbor's daughter, and they're good Christian people. And I'm just, asking the Lord if there's, something with our connection and the work of God over there that he's wanting in all of this. So I really wish you would help us pray about it and pray for the work over there in the Dominican Republic. God's really blessing that country right now and this gospel. But there's a lot of things involved, It just takes a lot of money, number one. Number two, it takes order to establish a work like this in a foreign country. So... just keep it in your prayers. There was, I might already mention this, right, just as an announcement. There was a place on our website under meetings for a dedication service in Santo Domingo. That work is not part of what I'm doing in the Dominican Republic, and it's not in order, and we've removed that from the meeting list. That's an error for it to be on there. But we will have a meeting in February in the Dominican Republic of next year. So that will be our regular meeting that we have every 2 to 3 years over there. So just thought I'd make that announcement while I had it on my mind. But help us pray for this young lady.
Are there any other needs that we mentioned here today? If the ushers would also be prepared to come forward to receive the offering.
Yes.
Brother David Angelo.
David Angelo, cancer. Let's, I know Brother Phil's mentioned it, but let's not just pray here today, but let's keep it in our prayers daily for this youth meeting.
Yes.
God would help us deal with this that God would do something special for these young people that are coming. I want it to be more for them than just being an emotional, spiritual experience. I'd like for them to go away from here with something that God has given them that will be life-changing and life-lasting.
those of you who remember Sister Hodges years ago, she's requesting prayers, asking us to remember her. And to Brother Smith's point, and I know the youth just heard what he said, which is it's exactly what we went over in the youth Bible study about. It's just not about, you know, coming expecting, you know, a blessing. You know, that's good within itself, but to really have that life-changing event in your life, and it may not be angels coming out of the ceiling and some great power of God or move, but something could be said that it's something that you need in your life. And it's not just for the youth, but it's every one of us as we're serving and as we're being able to hear certain things or be around certain people. It's just getting that vision stronger in our heart and our relationship with God. So it just seems like the Lord's really talking that way today, that he's really expecting that, and I want to have that expectation in my heart as well. But if anyone else doesn't have any other prayer requests, let's go ahead, Sister. Let's remember Brother Pryor and Jaron Justice. They're working today. Let's really remember them. He's got quite a load on him right now. Sister McGowan. Let's remember Brother Paul David. I know he would definitely want to be here, but that's good for him to, he'll be able to be in the meeting. So if we all stand, let's go ahead and take these knees before the Lord. Dear God in heaven, we appreciate you. We thank you for all that you do, God. Lord, you are our great physician, Lord. You have all the answers for every need that we have, dear God. Oh, Lord, this sister is in the Dominican Republic. Oh, God, without you, Lord, oh, Jesus, her life will be changed, Lord. But in everything, we give thanks to you, Lord. Not having the understanding, Lord, but knowing that you have the best in mind for all of us, dear Jesus. Oh, God, each and every need that's been brought up here today, Lord, for Sister Will, dear God, for all they've been working, Lord. These different ones, God, we ask you, Lord, touch them, Lord. Brother David Angelo, Lord, move in his life, Lord. Give him what he needs, Lord, dear God, for the Al's family, Lord, his family. Touch them, Lord. Oh, God, each and every need that's brought before you, Lord, dear Lord, Strange's brother. Oh, God, dear Jesus, Lord, so many needs, Lord. We're needy people who are coming to you. We're your children, Lord. We come before you asking a great Father, God, help us, Lord. Help us get closer to you through every situation, through every circumstance, God, to call on you, Lord, to depend on you more, to come to you in faith, Lord, knowing that you can take care of every one of our needs, Lord. And we want to get closer to you, Lord, no matter what the situation, dear God. We want to keep our eyes and our focus on you. And this youth meeting coming forth, Lord, dear Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord, to be the true servants that you want us to be, to bless the body of Christ, Lord, in every way that we can, dear Jesus. Appreciate you, and to touch the youth that are coming in. Thank you so much, Lord, for all that you do, Jesus. Bless your wonderful name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just to lift you up, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your mighty name, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The choir would come up. I asked Sister Pryor to have the choir sing for the offering. the Lord. Well, I enjoyed that. Thank you, choir, Sister Pryor. Appreciate that. They're doing good, aren't they? Maybe I should make some announcements first. First, let me mention that we are missing a fan in this church. We have three stand-up fans that stand on a large stand. Two of them are huge, they're larger fans, and one of them smaller. One of the large fans is missing, and I can't remember if I've loaned it to anyone I don't remember ever loaning it, but or if I've okayed someone to borrow it. But I wouldn't, I'm not positive about that. I'm getting to where I don't want to be definite on anything concerning my memory. So, but if you know where that large fan is, or if you borrowed it, we need it back for this meeting. That's probably about a $500 or $600 fan, so we really need it back. They're very expensive. In fact, I'm not sure you can buy one for that size. So, and then also we're missing a water reel, isn't it? That water reel, the water hose reel?
It's not a water hose reel. It's Brother Painter made it up for RVs. Mm-hmm. It's got like 8 connections on there for RVs. He made it up, I think, 2 years ago, and we can't find that either. It wouldn't be good for anything except for an RV park.
Oh, really? Okay. Maybe. All right. Well, I guess then the main thing's the fan. There will be a meeting in the Tucker Room at 3:30 for all the department heads. If you're over something in the meeting, then I'd like to meet with you in the Tucker Room just to make sure that we've got all of our bases covered and our little ducks in a row. And I'm really looking forward to the meeting this week. And then if you haven't, weren't here, or haven't heard, excuse me, I don't know why I'm, we won't have 5 o'clock service today, but we will come back at 4. You'll go eat and change clothes and come back. We're going to deep clean the church before this meeting. You know, a church needs to have a meeting every once in a while just so you can get everything, all the maintenance taken care of and the deep cleaning done and do what improvements and upgrades that are necessary. Excuse me. So, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that'd be good. So that it's fresh on everyone's minds of what we might need to do to improve on. So remind me of that, and we'll do that after the meeting's over. This church has had meetings for years, and so everyone's pretty well-versed on it. And the Republic people has worked in a lot of meetings helping and in Texas. We had meetings down there. And then so... Everyone here is well-versed in working in meetings and preparing, for them. So, and I want you to take it to heart what Brother Fisher said, that these are your brothers and sisters, and you are highly blessed that God would even allow us to have a meeting like this. We would be honored to represent the body of Christ and host a general, or, you know, it's really, Little Rock meeting's almost turned into a general meeting, at least a general regional meeting for our youth. And God's, you know, for many years has blessed this meeting here in Little Rock. It just seemed like the Lord has made this a meeting place for the youth and the body of Christ. And so we want to treat everyone that comes with utmost respect and be charitable. Put on the charity of the Lord and treat them like they're special. They are. And so we want to treat them like that. And we want them to want to come back. And so let's also, we are looking for, if anybody has any connections or, you know, would know about, we are looking for a large commercial popcorn machine, you know, like you'd see in a theater. We have a little one, but there's no, I mean, you just will not even turn it on because there's no way. You know, you need to be able to almost have somebody popping it, and it needs to pop it so fast that you can hand one bag out right after the other when, you know, at night after service. And so if you would happen to know where we could rent one, or we'd even probably be interested in buying one if we could find one. You know, if we could find one that would be available and reasonable enough. Okay, well, find out for us. Brother Henry's going to check the VA and see if they can help us with one. When we come back today to do the cleaning, let me just go over this, and this way when we won't have to do it at the end of the service, or me. I don't want anybody, you know, to miss out on this. So if you happen to leave before I get done talking, well, you'll already know this part. When we come back to clean at 4 o'clock, if we don't have some kind of knowing what you're going to do, it's going to be chaos. Because I know every one of you will be back, and so then, you know, there's going to be a lot of people. And Brother John, if you don't know what you're going to do, well, then you just be standing around. So the floors in the foyer, I need two people to clean the floors in the foyer. And I want to get this down, who's going to do this, so that when you get here. So, Sister Rachel, you? Okay, you and Rachel, put that down. We need the windows in the front of the building to be cleaned inside and out, all the way to the top. So we need one or two people to do that. We need, you can see two people be good. That way one inside can say, you missed a spot over here. No, up there, higher. So I need two people. You're too short, Ethan. You'll have to, we got to find a shorter job for you to do. I need Brother Josh, I need two people to do it. Lisa, what do y'all think about that? Will that work for cleaning windows? I mean, it needs to be somebody that, huh? Okay, well, we don't need a supervisor if we get the right people to do this job. But I will if Brother Doug will make sure that they're cleaned inside and out, then we'll put down Josh and Lisa to do that. And then it won't take all that long, so Brother York will be able to do something else, see? All right. We need the sanctuary out here, not the platform, just out here needs vacuumed. I need two people to do that, not the pews. Nathan? Who raised their hands? Sister Julie, and who else? Gail. Let's have Julie and Gail to do that. Well, how about Julie and her mama? That way y'all will be working together. Yeah. Okay, you're voted out, Sister Wilson. Sister Gail, you're back in. All right. All right, you stay around, Sister McGowan, and help us on this. She kind of keeps things in the right direction. Yes, that's right. All right, I need two people to vacuum and dust the platform. Brother Bourne, there's one. Who else had their hand up during that time? Cindy, okay. Cindy and Boyd. Everything's better with Boyd. All right. Clean the ladies' and men's bathroom on the platform and vacuum the hallway in the behind the platform. Brother Fisher's got that. Clean the men's bathroom. Michael, probably ought to have two. Brother Daniels, all right. Bill Daniels, he takes care of it. He's a supervisor anyway. Clean the main ladies' bathroom. Two people, sister, you and Ruth, Sister Durham and Ruth. See if you can get something out of Sister Ruth while you're back there. Okay, we need a man to do this. Vacuum the stairwells. It includes the top and the bottom, if there's carpet on the bottom, of the stairwells. There's four of them, and we almost never do these, so I need... We've got a vacuum cleaner that mounts on your back. So I need one strong man to have a vacuum cleaner on his back and do these stairwells when he come back. Mm-hmm. You'll do this vacuum of the platform and the stairwells? Okay, it's a good thing because it didn't look like anybody's going to volunteer for that job. Okay. Also, since you, what about the nursery, Sister Durham? Mm-hmm. Sister Reba. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Take everything out of your seats and take it home with you in the pews, and all band members put your instruments up and your stands up so that we can clean good. I don't know. Does anybody know about those records back there that's in the hallway going toward the apartment? Okay. Brother Fisher, throw those in the dumpster for me, would you? I think they were left here for garage sale, and they're old. Okay, I need someone to clean the ladies' downstairs bathroom in the dining room. The bathroom, the ladies' bathroom. Sister Painter, okay. You want to clean the men's? She's not too hip on that. Maybe I heard to have a man because there may be somebody walk in there. Brother Dave will do that. Put supplies in the laundry room, organize the shelves, and clean the kitchen bathroom. Sister Sandra, all right. It's pretty good, but just check on all the supplies, make sure everything's organized on the shelves, and clean the kitchen bathroom. Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. Could we get one or two of the youth to help Brother Boyd move chairs where he can back him up here and help him up here on the platform? One of you boys? Oh. Okay, Brother Weiniger will help you with that. Okay, somebody to clean all the artificial plants. Who? Little Jerry, there she is. She put her down for that. Probably need one more, a helper. Where is she? Okay, Natanya, you're going to help her? All right. Sweep and blow the leaves in front and back of the building. I think most of that was done yesterday, but somebody probably could check that. Al, would you check that for us? Make sure that the back and front of the building, he's got the blower, so he can be in charge of that. The gymnasium. Somebody to clean both bathrooms. Now, those bathrooms have been freshly painted, and all the plumbing's been fixed. They're really nice. By the way, I want to tell the youth, y'all did a great job on the white band that you put around in the gym. That was great. Give them a hand for that. If you hadn't seen it, you need to take a look at it. They did a good job. They painted from the red stripe that goes around in the gym, they painted everything below that stripe white, and it really looks nice. And the what do you call that room that the snack bar? The snack bar, you know, we didn't do a lot of construction on it, but they cleaned it up and it looks nice. I think Brother Brett Weiniger's got the slushy machines working good in there, so hopefully this year, if we can find a popcorn machine. All right, well. Okay. Yeah, it needs to be a big one. Okay. Because this little one just not enough.
You're talking about the gym. What needs to be done over there is all the bleachers need to be wiped off and the floors need to be swept and the bathrooms cleaned up.
Right. It's in pretty good shape, but I was just fixing to finish in the gym besides the... Who did I have doing the restrooms in the gym? Sister Lynette? Okay, now we need... about four or five people to clean the gym, sweep the floor, and dust the bleachers. Sister Skylar and Sister Alex and Sister Clara. We still probably need more than three. Need a couple more. Okay, Ariel's pitching in. Who else? Lila, there you are. See, I knew she was going to get on board. All right. Let me say something then. I think that, did I miss anything? Anybody think of something I missed? Oh, vacuum. Yeah, they did it yesterday and cleaned both those rooms. What we didn't get was vacuuming the pews and dust them. I need two people to do that, to vacuum and dust the pews. I know somebody's going to be... Can the same people that vacuum in here, you're going to do that? You're going to help with that? I need one more person to help Sister Smith with vacuuming the pews. Yeah, Neth. Yeah, he can dust. Ethan, can you help him? Dust, okay. Still need one more person to vacuum pews, help vacuum. have Sister Sherry. Sister Sherry and Sister Smith are back in the pews. Some of you people was y'all not planning on coming to church this evening? Some of you ain't raised your hand to do nothing. All right. Up against the building here. Okay, I'll volunteer Brother Jerry for that. So, Jerry, will you make sure all outside lights are working? Okay. Yes, sir. We're going to do sprinklers on the condensing units and not the roof. We're thinking that helps more than the roof. What do you think, Brother Thompson? Don't know? It seemed like it helps those units to keep them cool. And Uh-huh. 40 degrees, that's pretty good. I don't know how much of it transfer, but if I'm wondering, I don't know about a sprinkler. I mean, I wonder if there's another way to, like, you know those hoses that have them holes in it? Yeah, what do you call those? We've got two new ones at home. How long are they? 50 footers? That's 100. That'd probably be enough. There may be one here. We'll bring them. Somebody needs to put them on the roof. Who can do that? Brother Durham. Okay. Can I get a helper for Brother Durham? Brother Oates will help you. Uh-huh. $35 for a new high. Who wants to buy a $35 high chair? Sister Amy. Brother John, I want his money, Sister Amy. I'll get yours on something else. But Brother John, he's kind of like Sister Inez. You know, they hold on to that money. It's hard to shake them loose, you know. I'm not sure Sister Inez wouldn't be married if she wouldn't. She don't want to share that money with nobody. she gonna shoot me one of these days. I'll just keep picking on her. I really don't. I'm not gonna tell you what I was gonna say. Huh? That's the truth. She don't share. I don't get a dime of her money. All my money's hers, and all of hers is hers. Have we got that lined out? We've already got that lined out, don't we? Who's going to be doing what during the meeting, Brother Stewart? Okay, Sister Durham, are you in charge of the ladies' bathroom being cleaned during the meeting? Reva is. Sister Reva is. Well, Sister Reva Durham then. Okay. See this tie? Does this tie belong to anybody? You want it, Sister McPhee? Oh, she'll help you, Sister Durham. Sister McPhee is going to help you. There's no man in this house that'll claim this pink tie. I guess I'm salmon. How about a salmon tie? Does anybody claim that? Where are you, Justice? Here, Sister Durham, you give it to him. I'm not going to hang on to it any longer. I've told you about it. All right. Oh, here's some pants. What about that? Can you get me a size? Okay, a Bible. 29, 32 29s. 30 29. That takes me back a few years. In fact, the 29 never did work. Okay. These pans down here. Nathan, come up here and show these pans again for me. You didn't do a very good job, so you had to do it over. All right, hold up that white bucket. Does anybody own this bucket? Who wants this bucket? Does anybody want that tub? Sister, give that. Bring it up here. Brother Nathan, bring that up here to Sister Lacey. Hand it to me. All right. Here, Sister Lacey. Congratulations. All right, look at these glass. See this glass cake pan? Does anybody own that? Does anybody own that? Who wants one of them? Who wants this one? Here, give it to Brother Fisher. He said it first. He's going to make a cake. I want a piece of it. Okay, there's a lid down here that goes on. This is going to be hard to get rid of. And if you don't have the bottom, look at this here. Look here. Who would? Okay, so give that to Sister Fisher back there. And give her the, wait a minute, take that lid with her. You got to have that lid to get both. Oh, she can't have it. Keep that for the kitchen. Okay, that goes. Oh, there's a Bible. Here's a little black Bible. Who needs a Bible? Is there a name in it? A no-name Bible. There, Brother Keith, Brother DJ wants it. All right. Praise the Lord. Huh? Oh, there's a belt up here. Oh. Brother Sean, Brother Shane, Sean, he's claimed it. It's not frazzled all the way in, too. All right. Sister Elsie, I'm taking up $100 offerings. Are you giving? Go ahead. What? Yes, church Wednesday night. We'll have company, I'm pretty sure, and we almost always do. 35. Who put up their hand for $35? Brother John, we need your money today. All right. Really? This is my job. Don't take my job away from me. I need... Now, this is on a serious note. I need $1,000. We're short on... We've got a pretty short offer in the last 2 weeks, and we're headed into a meeting, and I'll give the first 100 of it. So I need $900. Here's two. Brother Matt, did you raise up for 100? Sister Angie, how about you, brother? He going to give one too? All you got to do is ask. All right. Who else can give us 100? Brother John, are you giving another 100? Looky here. We're doing this husband and wife deal. Brother Stewart, put him down for 100. Brother and Sister McPhee, now I mean they're on board. Sister Alex, you going to give $100? Really? Okay. He's ahead of you. Oh, she wants him to give her too. Huh? I'll tell you, she was born at night, but it wasn't last night, was it? Yeah. Okay, Sister Durham, I mean, Sister Smith's giving $100. I was giving your $100. Inez, you gonna look here. Everybody give her a hand. She gonna give up $100. Hallelujah. I knew if I talked about it enough, she'd shake loose. Brother McGowan, put him down. Brother Mark Boyd. Brother Brett Weiniger. Zach Weiniger. And Brett Weiniger. All right. 50? There, Brother Oates is giving 50. We're... Okay. Sister Amy's giving 50. Sister Angie wants you to know this come out of her billfold. Brother Doug York, $50. Who? Amy already got Amy $50. Brother Johnson, $50. Thank you, Brother Johnson. Here, Brother Stewart, he's paying up right now. He don't want to leave here in debt. All right, thank you, Brother Stewart. Brother Shelby. All right, thank y'all. Praise the Lord, you're doing good. Did I miss anybody back here? Brother John, he... Okay, he's put the high chair on here with it. Yes. Who's this from? Sister Brett and Joanne. Are you paying his debt? Ours. She said ours. Sister Inez paid up right today. Look at that. I ought to take a picture of that. I'd frame it if I didn't need the money. All right. I don't want to leave it. 25. I don't want to leave anybody out. Anybody want to give 25? Hey, Brother Henry's the first $25. He's already wrote the check. 25. Anybody else want to give 25? Sister Gail, all right. Sister Gail's giving 25 for her and 25 for Dave, 50. Who else? I don't want to leave you out. You know, I tell guys all the time, you know, the way this is your money? All right. Offering, you know, when you guys take up an offering, where is the offering buckets? They haven't brought them back yet, huh? Oh, let's put them up here. I was telling somebody the way to take it up an offering when you take one up, you know, you ushers. Here's the way to take up an offering. When you come to take it up, you go over like this, and do like this. And just stand there a while, you'll get more money. You got to give them time to think about it, because they're just trying to figure out how much they're going to give. And... it works on you, don't it? You got some money, Brother Nathan? All right. Let's have a little bit of it. All right. Don't want no belt. Here we go. Well, I'm doing good, ain't I? $25
from
your grandma. All right. Brother Jerry, you going to get in on this? You going if I'm Sean, you'll do 10? Oh, looky there. $10. Anybody going once? Am I sure don't want to miss anybody? Because I'm telling you, we're talking about blessings. You know, I don't want anybody to miss a blessing. Giving money on the... Sister Smith, did you write a check for ours? Okay, we need the money. I'll give mine today. You got money in your purse, just go ahead and give it. I'll guarantee you got $100 in there. Yes, we can take credit cards right now if you got something. I've dropped my thing that holds this on me. It broke, fell off. All right. Praise the Lord. I'm not sure you're supposed to put this on the website, Brother Nathan. This would be different. Put a new wrinkle on somebody's horn. All right. God bless your hearts. Thank you so much for your help. The Lord bless you, and I know He will. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sister Weiniger said we got close to 2. Count it up and tell me if you didn't get a full 2. If you didn't, I'll try to get some more. Sister York. Okay. We also probably ought to have some toothbrushes and some toothpaste in the men's restroom also, and maybe some throwaway razors. Maybe something like that. You know, our young people in the body of Christ are one of the things that I really think that they need to know more about is repentance. You know, a lot of times our little children, we bring them up here and we start praying for them to get the Holy Ghost, and they don't even know anything about repentance sometimes. You know, the Bible says that godly sorrow worketh repentance. And no man cometh unto me, Jesus said, except my Father draws him. When you're working with the youth in this meeting, and they come up and you're praying with them, work with them, talk to them about repenting. Ask them, have you repented? Have you asked God to forgive you of your sins? You know, a lot of times little children, they don't really know what it's all about. They don't really have a knowledge or understanding of all of the plan of salvation. And if you remember, John asked the Pharisees and Sadducees, who hath warned you? He said, bring forth fruit meet for repentance. You know, there were evidently some people there that might even was thinking about getting in on John's baptism, but he saw they really had no brokenness or humility, or that they weren't really in a repentive state. And we need to know that we have a need for God, not just tasting of His blessing, the blessings of the Holy Ghost. There's a part of God's salvation is repentance, recognizing your need, and that you realize you are a sinner and you need God's salvation. You need forgiveness. You need your conscience cleared of all of the things. We're living in a world that, did you know, we're living in a world, and even the Bible talks about this, that you can have your conscience seared over where you don't even feel, you're not convicted of any of your sins. You don't realize that I have sinned and I'm coming short of God's glory and God's blessings, you can become non-sensitive to the things of God. And I think it's something good even for all of us to keep in our prayers. God, help me stay repentant. Help me to see myself. I was just thinking this morning that where you can get in your life, can get in such a habit of the doing the same things over and over. You know, if you come to church and you're used to playing on your phone during church, you'll have to break that habit if you've been doing it a lot. You'll have to, if you're not careful, every time you sit down in a chair, that's something that's in our society that was in no other society. Playing, I came to this church this morning and I forgot my phone. And I wasn't 5 miles from home when I reached for it and realized I didn't have it. And I drove another 5 miles and I thought, it's kind of nice not to have the thing. You know, I'd have been on the phone if I'd have had it. I'd have been, you know, because I do have phone calls to make. People's call me, waiting on me to call them back. We should have mentioned in prayer service, and I'll give you the request now, Brother Pryor. Brother Pryor's, he has a contract with UPS for a shop in Bible. And he's got several trucks down up there, and the man that works in that shop has gone on vacation or something anyway. I don't think Brother Pryor was aware of the situation, but he got a call from his boss and he had to go there, and he's been working all night and the boys are there with him, and he's trying to get it 6 trucks back in service that are down before their meeting so he can be in, come to the youth meeting. So be praying for Brother Pryor and the boys that God would help them get it. Come at a very untimely time. I've just got confidence he'll get it done. God will help him. He can get back here for the meeting. Sometimes I've watched God in things like that. Seems like, you know, when a preacher preaches something, I've noticed this in my ministry. When I give the church instruction on something, almost immediately there'll be a test on it. And I think sometimes God wants to know, did you hear that? Were you listening? You know, how much does it mean to you? I think the Lord wants to know who's heeding, who's taking heed. I don't think the Lord puts things, I think the Lord sometimes puts things in the ministry's mind to give to the people. I just know God does that. In fact, Brother Painter forwarded me an email from a lady here locally in town that I thank God had that woman. I'm not sure God wants me to have anything to do with the woman, but I think it has to do with our meeting. She's a young woman that married. She got married in a terrible relationship. Her husband has abused her physically many times and spent 5 years in the penitentiary for it, for abusing her and her child. And then he got out of the prison, and she evidently forgave him and went back to him. He abused her again, but after he got out of prison, he's fighting her for custody of their child. And he hadn't won custody, but he has got visiting rights, and even more visiting rights than what someone who's not been abusive would normally get. And she goes to church. She's been faithful to go to church and take their child to church. And his family goes to the same church, but they've testified on his behalf at church for against her so that the boy would get visiting rights and try to get custody of the child. And as I was reading this, I was thinking, and what she was telling me is, I've lost faith in God. Because why would God let me go through all of this? And why would God put me through such things when I've held on to Him and prayed and tried to have faith? And people who go to church have lied and done wrong things, and seems like they're winning more than they should be winning. And she said, I need somebody to help me know whether or not I need to keep serving God. And I read that and I thought, the reason this girl's in this to start with is because she got hooked up in a bad relationship that she should have never got in to begin with. And, you know, it's important for our young people to understand God's plan of salvation, repentance, water baptism, and Holy Ghost baptism, but it's also important for them to know that they need to seek God for their direction in life and God's purpose for mankind, them in particular. Everyone's a particular member in the body of Christ. All of our young people, everybody here, that I don't think there's one person here that God hasn't accepted you into His kingdom. But you need to know where you fit in all of that and what God's purpose for you as an individual is. You won't be able to find that out in this meeting. You won't be able to find it out today. It's a study. It's a lifelong study to find God's will and how you fit into His everlasting kingdom. But you can understand more of it than you understand right now, especially you young people. And you need to seek God for those things, and you need to also learn how to get God to be first in your life. You need a relationship with Him. You need a vision of the body of Christ. You need some instruction on how to know you have a vision and how to seek God for a vision. And then our young people, many of them are coming here, and many of them who comes to this meeting will meet other young people. And there's people coming looking for a spouse. That's something they need to know, is how to look for a spouse. How to be equally yoked. How to... You know, you should never marry outside the body of Christ. You could no way be equally yoked with anyone that doesn't have the same vision or the same background concerning God that you have. And I know there's, you know, been things happen. God's helped work. God's so merciful, He'll help work it out. But just like this young lady that wrote me, she's blaming God for what's happening to her, and what's happening to her is because she's violated righteous principles. And if she would have got married right, And that's why another thing is when our young people start looking for a spouse, they need to know something about that person. They need to have a knowledge about who they're marrying. Just because they're in the body of Christ, you know, when did they get here? How long have they been here? What church are they in? They may be in a church, you know, we have, in the body of Christ, we have churches that we're not together yet on what we believe. It could affect you grossly. Even if you marry in the body of Christ, you need to know who you're married. Can you fit in that assembly? Can they fit in your assembly? If you're a boy, they might move to your assembly. If you're a girl, you may be moving to their assembly. That's not always the rule, but it's a general rule. There's exceptions to every rule. You know, and almost everybody, you know, thinks it's an exception in their case. But did you know your pastor can help you with that? Your pastor can help your parents. Your parents need to be raising your kids with these things. They need to be hearing from you all the time. How important it is. Why? They need to, when you can apply the Bible to help them to know to be married in the Lord. Do you know when the Bible said man is to leave his mother and father and be joined to a wife and they two be one flesh, and what God has put together, let no man put asunder? That doesn't go for everybody. These ungodly people out here in the world, God had nothing to do with putting them together. This Bible's talking to God's people. He's talking to His children, who He puts together, and how they're to put together in the Lord. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, husbands, mothers and fathers, if they didn't do the choosing, they sure were in on it. Hell, they had a big part in choosing spouses. Abraham just sent Eliezer to go get Isaac a wife. And you can tell she was excited about meeting this guy that she was going to marry that she had never seen. And he was excited about her coming. You know, I mean, just as soon as he saw him coming. Well, he got her and took her in his mama's tent. He wanted to show his mama. And, you know, so some of this stuff that has been planted in young people's mind about, you know, you got to be in love. Let me tell you something. Ain't nobody, hardly nobody in love when they get married. They're infatuated, but they're not in love. It'll be years before you realize I am in love with this person. You might think you love them. You know, I walked by a TV this week, and this guy kissed this girl. It was his first time he kissed her. I just stopped and just, I don't even know what it's about. It just caught my eye. I was seeing about 2 or 3 minutes of it. But he kissed her, and they both went, you know, just melted. And in 5 minutes, he asked her to marry him, and she was saying yes. I thought, you both of you are fools. You know, he said, I love you. I said, you know, of course, I know it's in the script. I tell my wife that every once in a while, I have to remind myself. It's in that script. You know, they're doing this because this is part of the show. But I know it happens in reality, too. You know, people's emotions and affections get all stirred up. Let me tell you young people something. Your mother and daddy can help you a lot concerning marriage and life. They've been through it. And if they were wise, they got help. And let me tell you something. Your pastor could help you a lot as far as getting information from you about the person who you have met. What about them? They might help you know not to get in a relationship, or that this is a good relationship to get into. So, you know, your pastor could help you a lot concerning the church, you know, that you're getting involved with. Do you know there's churches in this body that are just barely in it? There's churches in this body that's headed out of it. And you need to know something about all that. Unfortunately, pastors don't have too much to do with it. In fact, mom and daddies nowadays, you know, kids get old enough, they just decide what they're going to do, and there's very little anybody can do about it. But then they want your help, like this girl is wanting my help. I need you to help me to know that I can still trust and believe in God. Because she wants to blame God for all of her foolishness and all her foolish decisions that she made and got involved in a relationship with somebody she didn't even really know. That's what can happen to you. You can get involved with something. That's why you need to take time. You need to be patient. You need to realize we're talking about a lifetime commitment here. We're talking about living for the rest of my life with a person that I don't know very much about. And you might find out a lot about them that you wish you'd have found out before you made the commitment. So, you know, there's a lot of things. Our young people, you know, they need instructions. And they're not going to get it just because I stand up here and say it. It's going to take parents helping them to know these things. And it's got to be planted in their mind from a young age. It needs to rehearse with their parents. They need to know, you know, somehow or another they forget how much you love them and how much you've done for them all their life and been there with them. And then when they get ready to do their thing, they're headed out the door and they're not thinking about you or how this is going to affect you. But the parents are thinking about them. They're thinking, you know, I want you to have what makes you happy in life, but I know some things that would prevent you from making the wrong decisions. Well, God is able to, you know, just like now, you're, I know what some of your thinking was. Isaac didn't know this girl. Let me tell you something. Abraham sent Eliezer. He knew where to send him. And then there were some stipulations that Eliezer put on it. He prayed and asked God to help him and direct him. And he even put a stipulation on the woman that she be willing to draw water for the camels that he rode all that way and that was thirsty. You know, he wanted to know, there's a woman, I want to know that she's got enough, she's sensitive enough to realize that just the natural needs that are in life. If she don't see these camels are thirsty and know that I've come on a long trip and she's not willing to offer any help, my master's son don't need a woman that don't recognize things like that. He doesn't need a girl that don't realize, you know, isn't willing to pitch in and work around the house and help with the needs. So that's one of the things he probably just naturally thought of, is that this girl ought to have she ought to see that there's some need here, and she ought to offer to help. And if she don't, then he told God, if she don't do that, I'm not going to consider her. And then, of course, there was a lot in it, but, of course, that was family. You know, he sent him back to get to marry within the family lines that had the same belief and faith in God, and they were some of the same chosen people. And so there were some qualifications there. It wasn't just off finding somebody, you know, just anybody. And so... Anyway, our young people need some instructions, and I hope in this meeting God will help the ministry. And I want to see our young people involved, but I also feel like there needs to be some words of experience and instruction. Understanding and it needs to be anointed of God. So be praying that God will cover this meeting, that the Spirit of God will cover us, and words, anointed words of God, what God wants to say to our young people, will go forth and have an effect. So I'm not going to spend any more time here. It's 20 minutes after 1. We need to go eat and then get back. At 3:30, the apartment head's in the Tucker room downstairs. And, oh, let me say this about parking. Brother Stewart mentioned to us that everyone in the church, please park over here in this gravel parking lot on the side. And if you're worried about parking in there, they will do valet parking for you. They'll park for you. And then this house across the street from Brother Al and Sister Elsie, the Sister Goforth had bought that home. The church is purchasing that property. We should close early this week on it. But we're going to park in, there's two driveways, and we're going to park, I need some volunteers to park their cars, particularly workers that know they're going to be here and not going anywhere, because we may not be able to get your car out immediately. We may have it blocked. But I need about, Sister Ann, I need about, at least 6 or 8 cars. Brother Crafton, Brother Durham, Brother Boyd, Friday, okay. Give me about 4 more cars. Brother Keith, Brother Stewart, Brother Painter, Brother Matt Durham. That should be plenty probably. It's got 2 driveways, and we even get back in the back on there, and that would, you know, that we need all every parking spot we can get. And let's have a word of prayer before we leave here and ask God to bless this meeting in a special way. Would you do that with me? Would you ask God to touch these young people that are coming, protect them in their travels to and from, and ask God to give them something special while they're here in this meeting. Oh God, dear Savior, help us, oh God, to host your people. Lord, these youth in the body of Christ, your children, Lord. God, give us a special covering in this meeting. Oh God, give us good things, good anointed words. Speak to your young people, Lord. I know you're more than able. Oh, God, I know they're yours, and I know you have directions and things for them. Lord, we want your will. We want your direction. We want your covering, your spirit, the work of the Holy Ghost, your presence, Father, to work in this meeting and help us, oh, God. Just let us be your servants. Let us yield over. You take charge of this meeting, Father. Have your way, oh, God. Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank all of you for your offering. You're always so generous to help us. We really appreciate it, and I know God will bless you. I'll see you at 4 o'clock, department heads 3:30 at Tucker.